Classical Spotlight in the Texas Public Radio Studios is the soloist for this week's San Antonio Symphony Concerts, Jeff Garza. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
We're excited. Mozart is special, I think. It sounds beautiful, but I imagine it's probably harder than it sounds. Is that sometimes the case?
It definitely would have been challenging, especially on the valveless horn, the natural horn, which is what it was written for. Nowadays with the valves, I think it still presents a lot of challenges. Compared to some of the stuff that's being written now, maybe it isn't. It's interesting. I think each generation just becomes more technically advanced. So something that maybe seemed difficult, a generation ago is a little bit easier now. That's not to say it's not challenging. Obviously, when you get up in front of 2,000 people, anything is challenging. But it is. It's a really beautiful piece. It's the most mature. There's four Mozart horn concertos. And it's definitely the most Mozartian of the four. It's very, sophisticated. It's got a really beautiful second movement, very soulful movement. And then it's got the classic hunting rondo in the last movement. So it's a very exciting piece. It's got a room for a nice cadenza. So it's a really fun piece. It's about 20 minutes long, pretty short. And I'm doing a little encore after that by Max Reger. So it should be a lot of fun.
Are there some traditions that you like? Are there some traditions that you try to stay away from with Mozart?
Well, I definitely like to take advantage of the, I think what Mozart had in mind when he wrote them was for the soloist to have a lot of the say on stylistic issues and even in things like cadenzas and ornamentation. Because if you look at the manuscript or the or text, it's virtually nothing but the notes themselves. To me, that says you can kind of do whatever you want with this within good taste. So, a lot of it is in this area, I think it's the performer has a lot more to say about how the piece should be played than maybe the composer did in later years. So I definitely take that and kind of, I have, I guess, sort of a non-traditional approach to it. There's some recordings out there, people going all over the place and doing things that would never have been possible on the natural horn. I think most of the stuff that I do, I try to keep in the bounds of what would be possible on the instrument in Mozart's time. But I know I do have some fun with it. I have a really a cadenza that I wrote a long way back that I still really enjoy playing. So I'm going to add that in there, and then a few little things here and there, just little surprises to kind of keep it interesting for me and maybe horn players who are sick of hearing it. So it's I think generally though I like to hear it's been recorded dozens and dozens of times. It's kind of nice to hear it played, maybe not quite so traditionally because that's been kind of done. It's nice to hear a fresh approach to it, so that's what I'm going to try to do.
I know you might go out to New York and play a solo concert or to California or Wisconsin or somewhere and be with an orchestra. Is it sort of special to be here with friends and, your orchestra and being out there in front instead of back in the section?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you definitely feel the support. Everybody, your friends are there. It definitely makes you feel a lot more comfortable. People know you. People know how you play, so you don't feel like, oh, I have to prove something. It's just, you're just enjoying making music with your friends. And, it's nice. This is the first time I've played a concerto here on the classical subscription series. I've done concertos for runouts or for other concerts, but it is a really special opportunity to get to do this. I'm very lucky that they asked me to do it this season.
Do you know Evan at all, the conductor coming in? Or
I've never met him, but I've heard he's great. I've talked to Sebastian. Sebastian assured me that he was going to be a really great collaborator, and I trust him. And so I know he's got a really great biography, so I think it's going to be fine. I think he has an opera background, so he must know how to follow pretty well.
Hey, while I had you here, I wanted to ask, because I imagine not only this week have you been sort of polishing Mozart, but the Brahms Festival is coming up, and that not only means awesome solos in the first and second symphonies, and I know you're going to be playing, I think you might be playing the most Brahms horn trio in a month's time that I've seen from with different violinists and different pianists and whatnot. Is that on your plate as well?
Yeah, the great thing about that is I think I've played that piece maybe a dozen times now, so I just rehearsed it a couple weeks ago, and I barely looked at it, and it's all still there. That's the great thing about it is a masterpiece, the Brahms Horn Trio, and now I feel like it's so ingrained that that it's still there no matter how many months or years I go without playing it. So yeah, it's back there somewhere rattling around, but I probably won't be focusing on that until a couple of days before I have to play it. But I'm doing another, actually rehearsing tonight, a piece with Voce di Sorelli. There's a piece for two horns and harp and women's chorus that we're going to be performing at the museum. I'm not sure what the date is on that off the top of my head. And yeah, the Brahms Horn Trio, I'm doing that at least twice coming up. But it's Brahms, you know, he's my favorite composer as far as the way he wrote for the horn. So this is going to be really, I've been looking forward to this all season long, maybe even more than the concerto. It's just, it's very exciting to get to play all this stuff, you know, in such a short period and really just get immersed in that, in the music of one composer.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up. I know after this, you know, we have another subscription, and then, you know, the Brahms Festival. I think there's a Pops concert in there, but, mm-hmm. you know, the Brahms Festival's upon us.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. I guess I'd end. It's kind of cool. You know, you get to play the concerto, and then are you going to be able to sit back and relax and hear your section play Elgar? Or do you actually go back?
Actually going to play the Elgar. I just didn't like the idea of just sitting around all week just waiting for the concerto. So since it's not a terribly taxing concerto, so I thought it would actually be, for my own mental well-being, good to be doing something. So I thought I'll just go ahead and play it. The Elgar is not too demanding either, so it'll give me a chance to just stay occupied and not sitting around thinking about the concerto. So that's my strategy.
Well, we will look for you in the second half as well.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's great to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, John.